Welcome, everyone. Today, we will explore mutable data and how assignment, shared objects, and changing state affect how we reason about programs in Python. From trees, structure, to state, change over time. Today, we are moving from trees meaning structure to state meaning change over time. The big takeaway from L6 was that we can represent trees as nested lists and then process them with recursive functions that mirror the shape of the data. Now we add a new kind of power programs with local state. With state history matters because what happens next can depend on what happened before, not just on the current input.
When you say history matters, do you mean the function can actually remember something between calls? And is that where I can get into trouble with aliasing, like two names pointing at the same changing thing?
Exactly. Our driving question is, how can a function remember an update? We will answer that by being very explicit about what changes, where it lives, and how we track it, often with environment diagrams so we can see the trade-offs and avoid surprises. Mutation, power, and danger. Today, mutation power and danger. First assignment. Assignment changes what a name refers to, basically a mapping from name to value. When you do something like x equals 3, you are not changing the number 3, you are just making the name x point to that value. Mutation is different. Mutation changes an existing object's contents in place. So the name can stay the same, the object stays the same, but what is inside the object changes. This is powerful because you can update data without rebuilding it, but it is also dangerous because other names might be pointing at the same object.
So if two variables point to the same list and I change it through one name, the other name sees it too? Is that the aliasing thing that keeps biting me?
Exactly. For example, x equals open bracket 1, close bracket, then y equals x. At that point, x and y both refer to the same list object. Now, if you do y.append 2, you mutate that list in place, so the list becomes 1, 2, and x changes 2. In an environment diagram, you would draw two arrows from x and from y, both pointing to the same single list. Local state with closures and non-local. Today, we're looking at a local state with closures and the keyword non-local. When you write a non-local balance, you are telling Python do not make a new local variable called balance in this function. Instead, reband the name balance in the enclosing frame, the one created by the outer function. In an environment diagram, that means assignments to balance point back to that outer frame, not the current one.
So if I forget non-local and I try to do balance equals balance minus 25, does Python think I am creating a new balance and then complain because I used it before assigning it?
Exactly. With non-local, the inner function can update the saved state. That is why the same call, WD25, can yield different results over time. The argument 25 is the same, but the enclosed balance has changed since the last call. So the behavior depends on the history of previous calls.
Ah, so the function call is not just about the input, it is also about the stored balance it closed over. That explains why I get different answers even though I call WD with the same number.
Same call, W25, can yield different results over time. Environment view, where does the memory live? When we call makesUpWithdrawal, we create a new frame, and in that frame, we bind the name balance. That frame is the starting point for where the account state will live. Then the function we get back withdraw closes over that frame. In an environment diagram, that means withdraw carries a pointer back to the frame where balance was defined, so it can keep using and updating the same binding later.
So the memory is basically that balance binding in the makeSubWithdraw frame, right? And when we call withdraw, it mutates that same balance, like 100 to 75 to 50, then it stays 50 when a 60 withdrawal fails, and then it goes to 35?
Exactly. Each successful withdrawal updates the one shared binding. Balance goes from 100 to 75 to 50. The attempted 60 fails, so there's no mutation. It remains 50. Then, the next successful withdrawal updates it again down to 35. A bank account object, message passing. Here is the idea of a bank account object using message passing. Instead of calling methods directly, we send the account a message and get back an operation. For example, we can say ACC, open paren, code deposit, close paren, then call the result on 50. And similarly, ACC, open paren, code withdraw, close paren, then call the result on 30.
So ACC, quote, deposit gives me a function, and then I apply it to 50? Why not just do ACC.deposit 50 like usual?
Good question. Message passing makes the interface explicit, and it supports an abstraction barrier. The key rule is callers never touch the balance directly. The balance lives inside the account's private environment, and the only way to change it is through the deposit and withdrawal operations that the account chooses to expose.
Is that mainly to prevent bugs, like if I accidentally alias something and mutate the balance from two places?
Abstraction barrier. Callers never touch balance directly. Lists. Mutation changes the object, not the name. Today, the key idea is this list mutation changes the object, not the name. In Python, methods like append, extend, pop, and sort are mutators. They modify the same list in place rather than creating a brand new list. So here is the prediction question. If we run some code that uses these mutators, what will last be and what will LST be at the end? I want you to think in terms of an environment diagram, which names point to which objects and which object is getting changed.
Wait, so if last and LST both refer to the same list, and I call something like pop or sort on LST, last changes too, even though I never reassigned last?
Exactly. That is aliasing two names, one object. And to contrast tuples are immutable, you cannot do an in-place update. With a tuple, any change really means making a new tuple object, so the original one stays the same. Contrast. Tuples are immutable, no in-place update. Aliasing. Two names, one object. Today, we are talking about aliasing two names, one object. The key idea is the aliasing test. If you change the object through one name and you can see that change through the other name, then those two names are aliases. In an environment diagram, that means both names point to the same box in memory.
So if I do something like I update a list using one variable and another variable suddenly shows the update too, that means they were aliases, right? Is that always a bug or sometimes expected?
Exactly, and it is not always a bug, but it is always something you need to be aware of. A common place it shows up is sharing inside structures. For example, if you build a list like open bracket, comma, close bracket, you did not make two copies of a... You duplicated the reference, so both positions in the list point to the same underlying object.
Wait, so if A is a list and I change one element through the first slot of that outer list, the second slot changes too because they are the same inner list? How can I tell when I am copying versus just sharing a reference?
Sharing inside structures, AA, duplicates a reference, not a copy. Identity versus equality and a mutable default trap. Take a look at this question. Predict the printed dictionary, which entries come out, true versus false. Before we run anything, I want you to reason it out like an environment diagram in your head. What names point to what objects and which comparisons are about values versus objects.
So when I see double equals versus is, I always hesitate. Double equals compares the contents, right, and is checks if they are literally the same object in memory? Like two separate lists with the same numbers could be equal but not identical?
Exactly. Double equals asks, do these two things have the same value, the same contents? The word is asks, are these two references pointing to the exact same object? That difference is why some dictionary entries will flip between true and false even when the printed values look identical. Now the classic trap, mutable default arguments. If a function has a default, like an empty list, that list is created once and it persists across calls, so later calls can see earlier mutations. The safer pattern is to default to none, then inside the function. If the argument is none, create a new list there, so each call starts fresh. Mutable default arguments persist across calls, use none, and create a new list inside. Exit ticket. Predict, then explain your model. Exit ticket time predict, then explain your model. Look at this code. A equals open bracket, 0, close bracket. Then B equals open bracket, A close bracket. So B has two references to the same list. Now we do B, open bracket, 0, close bracket, dot append 1, and then print B. Before you write, what do you think prints and why? I want you to picture an environment diagram. Two arrows in B, both pointing to the same A.
So I think it prints double changes, like B becomes open bracket, 0, 1, close bracket, open bracket, 0, 1, close bracket, because both spots in B are the same list. But I always get bitten by this, how can two different positions act like one thing?
Exactly, both positions are aliases, two names for the same object. The append mutates that one list, so when you print B, you see the update in both places. Now reflect. When would you choose immutability to avoid aliasing bugs? If you want shared data that should never change, like a configuration value, a key in a dictionary, or a snapshot of state, immutable types help. because you cannot accidentally mutate through an alias. The trade-off is you may need to create new values instead of editing in place, but you gain predictability. Reflection. When would you choose immutability to avoid aliasing bugs? Thanks for watching this. Subscribe to Thinking in Math channel for this and other interesting math topics. And we always welcome your feedbacks. Leave your questions and suggestions in the comments.